Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. You can text the show 713-572-4610.
Sean, we reached peak, the sweet spot when we were talking about your urinal experience, your airport bathroom experience the other day. Because here are three texts in a row.
Okay.
What are we doing here? Taking a segment to speak on airports. Next text, quoting you, you need a control hand down there. It might veer off. God, I love this show.
Okay. Okay.
Good. Next text. Is this still a sports station?
Kind of. Yeah.
That is. Listen. There's one guy that texts in nonstop. Like, I thought this was a sports station. Honestly, the most successful shows tend to talk way less sports than we do. So if you're one of those, honestly, Sean and I are sacrificing success by sticking mostly to sports.
Yeah.
We and Sean does the Lord's work trying to veer me back on topic at times. But you can save your thumbs when you ask, like, is this a sports talk station? Not necessarily all the time. Yeah. All right. Because we're actual human beings here.
Yeah. Man. That was a traumatic thing watching a 40-year-old adult have his pants, his britches, as Clint Sterner might call them, halfway down his butt while practically molesting a urinal and typing with his elbows on the above the urinal shelf there. That was a traumatic thing for me to experience, and I was by myself in that restroom with that individual. No, I'm not going to
interview
him.
Who knows what might have happened?
That's exactly right. He's probably texting somebody up. He just walked in. And that's him looking over at me. So you never know.
He just walked in. It might have been Hannibal Lecter.
It could have been.
You know?
Could have been.
Likewise, I get frustrated when people try to tell me what I should and should not be worried about.
Yeah, man.
And that's where we are right now with CJ's shoulder at this point.
Yes.
I know Steph Stradley loves to tell people how they should be fans. She replied to your poll.
She
replied to your poll about whether people were concerned about the CJ's shoulder or not.
Yeah.
And she basically said that Stroud's forever point of view is football is fun. The best coaches banish the word worry and concerned. They won't engage with that framing because worry is BS. No fun, unnecessary. Enjoy the June football. Maybe dance a little, Sean. So
Steph said
I guess
to dance?
So I guess Steph, like, sanctimony feels like dancing for her. So she's dancing all over your timeline with sanctimony over how you should fan and enjoy football. Now, listen, everybody. I don't care who the hell you are.
Yeah.
Like, if I want to be worried about CJ's shoulder, I'm going to be worried about CJ's shoulder.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of reasons to be worried about CJ's shoulder, given the fact that CJ himself cited injuries at least as a partial excuse or explanation for some of his play last year, partly because he's had shoulder issues in college and he's had them in the NFL. So, yeah, you know what this is like? This is like if you were to go back in time and tell people in Golden State that they shouldn't be worried about Steph Curry's ankles.
Right.
You know, like, no, it's valid to worry about a body part that keeps failing.
Yes.
And ultimately, he ended up figuring it out. It's like, just because there's a happy ending doesn't mean there shouldn't be concern about it at the time.
And it's his shoulder. That's the thing. Like, with Steph, it was his ankles. You kind of need your ankles to be a good basketball player.
Well, similarly, according to Perloff, you only need one, but
that's
still.
That's true. Yes. Hammies. So I put up a a poll about this that we'll look at in just a second about how concerned people are about this. I'm concerned about it. I'm not losing sleep over it, but I am concerned about it, mostly because of how D'Amico Ryans himself treated the questions about C.J. Stroud, just kind of playing coy after the first practice, being asked about why C.J.'s not throwing and then not mentioning C.J.'s name in the answer. Just, hey, guys are on different schedules. That's a cop-out skirting the issue answer.
It's a platitude.
Yeah.
He answered a question about a specific player with a platitude about, like, everybody being on a different schedule.
Yeah. And so similarly, I mean, he addressed it much more directly yesterday in that he proactively said why CJ wasn't practicing, general soreness in his shoulder. However, the follow-up question from Will Kunkel of Fox 26, I think, the question was good. I think the answer was a miss from D'Amico Ryans.
Do you have any work on his shoulder in the offseason?
That's it for CJ, guys. On the questions, that's it. What I said, that's it for him. Like, his general soreness, and we're taking extra precaution with him. We're not going to rush him into anything. He'll be fine. When the moment is for him to be ready to go, he'll be ready to go.
To paint the picture, D'Amico is like adjusting his sleeves the entire time that he's doing.
And he's doing that answer, just that answer right there.
Yeah,
he's tugging his sleeves and he's twitching.
It looked like a tell.
Total tell.
My gut reaction. I played that for a few people that felt like immediately like, oh yeah, he totally had surgery then, right? Yeah, okay, I get it. I don't know if he did or did not. My gut reaction was, oh yeah, he totally had surgery, I guess. Well, I don't know why, like, what the big deal about not telling us about it is. All right, I don't know why they, you know, need to keep it a secret other than maybe they're trying to trade for Kirk Cousins. I don't know.
Well, they're not making him available to the media right now either. They did back in April. Which does make you wonder if he did get work done, when it may have taken place or whatever. And we don't know for sure if he had any work done. We're just reading into the nature of the answer. But
it's a really good point, Sean, because it used to be when there was going to be a press conference, Deshaun Watson and J.J. Watt were the first guys that were going to speak.
Yeah.
Those guys were always up there. They were the first guys out or whatever.
Yep.
So far in the OTAs, we've had Will Anderson.
Oh, yeah.
But no C.J.
Stroud. Will Anderson, yeah. We've had Azeez Al-Shaarawy. You're right. Will and C.J. are the equivalent of J.J. and Deshaun back then. So, yeah, we've
in every way.
That was Seth Payne. we've heard from Azeez. I think yesterday they had Kamari and Jalen Petrie and they Christian Kirk. We've heard from Christian Kirk. Have not heard from
Yeah, so they're hiding something from us for no good reason.
Yes.
And I'm going to be concerned. I don't – until – call me a nervous Nelly or whatever it might be.
Yep.
Okay, can we go over your poll results yet?
Oh, yeah, for sure. So I put up a poll.
I need to guess them.
Yeah, we're about 300 votes in. I put it up.
Okay, that usually sticks.
A little less than an hour ago. Yeah, I think it'll hold steady. Here's a question. Pender poll for Texan fans. Simple one. Are you concerned about C.J. Stroud's shoulder soreness? The answers, potential answers, Seth, you can answer very concerned, somewhat concerned, or not concerned at all. I wanted to make sure there was some separation between the category I feel like I fall in, which is, yeah, of course I'm concerned. It's his shoulder versus the people that are ready to just end the season right now.
I'm going to go, I think there's from top to bottom, from very concerned to somewhat concerned to not concerned at all.
Yep.
I'm just going to give it a classic 25-50-25 split.
Okay, not bad. You said 25-50-25. Okay, you know what? I am going to give Seth a ding because the main one, somewhat concerned, is the one you picked as the winner.
Yeah.
They are currently leading with 46%.
Oh, okay.
So you're pretty close on that.
I figured,
Now, the very concerned is only 15%. Mm. The not concerned at all is actually a pretty robust 39%. So
39%?
I would say
you can win an election with that.
Maybe.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So, that's 85% of Texan fans are either not concerned at all or I think the appropriate level of concern, which is, look, the team's not disclosing anything other than the fact he's got a shoulder issue going on. And he's a guy, C.J. Stroud, who is, A, your most important player, and, B, a guy who's had shoulder issues before. So I fall in somewhat. You're obviously concerned. Are you a somewhat or a very?
I had minimal concern before, like, Will Kunkel asked that question, did he have a surgery?
Yeah.
And I could see where maybe D'Amico just wanted to get up there and give his statement and then not take any follow-ups. But I feel like if there was no surgery, that's the easiest thing in the world to say. Like, oh, you know, he didn't have a procedure or anything. We're just taking caution. The fact that he no commented Will Kunkel on whether or not he'd had surgery, then I get more concerned. And this is the key. If they had told me that he had surgery and that's why they're just taking their time with him, I would be less concerned than I am right now.
Yeah.
The fact that they're not disclosing that he had surgery makes me feel, as human nature, whenever somebody puts a curtain up and says, don't look behind this curtain, I get super, super curious about what's behind
it's
that curtain.
It's the handling. I'm with you. It's the handling of it that I think is causing a lot of this. And and so let me ask you this, though, because this was one of those stories. This is the first day I've had my chance to sink my teeth into a C.J. Stroud shoulder issue. It was one of those, okay, let me get this straight, while I was gone for the last 6 days. The other one was Yordan's hand now being broken. I've not done a show since that was disclosed, that Yordan Alvarez, they found out he has a broken hand that's 60% healed, and who the hell knows when he's coming back. Are you more concerned right now about C.J. Stroud's shoulder or Yordan Alvarez's hand?
Yordan's hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I really didn't like was the report that he can play when it's 70% healed. this is a problem I have with that. Wait a second. All right. You couldn't tell whether there was a break at all before, but now we're parsing it down to 60 or 70% broken.
Dude, when Dana Brown gets up there and says it's 60% healed, I'm like, this organization operates like they have no clue what's going on medically with some of these guys. And I'm to believe that you know to the percent, like a pretty random number, like 60. You know, to me, if you're just gonna estimate, it's either 0, 50% or 100%. Dana Brown's up here. He may as well have said 61.3% for all I care. Like, really? You guys know. What percentage healed that thing is when this is how we've been operating with injuries the last 5 years.
It feels like, you know what? It feels like you're on a road trip and the guy driving who got you lost and you find yourself out in the middle of the desert and not even on a road or something is like, don't worry, I'm 70% confident we're going to get out of this. Like, oh, what the? No, no, you're not. I'm pretty sure there's a gas station just over that mesa. Yeah.
It's that he threw a specific number at it. I'm like, I believe nothing that comes out of you guys right now.
Okay, you went from not knowing if there was a break at all to, it's 60% healed. Once we surpass that 70% mark, we'll be, once we get to 70.3%, we'll feel confident after we couldn't even tell whether there was a break at all.
Your analogy is spot on, man. That is a medical staff that's driving around in the desert with no GPS, and they're like, oh, no, 3.6 miles away. I feel it in my bones. Yeah.
By the way, presidential election where the winner had the lowest number of votes ever.
Yeah.
John Quincy Adams.
Okay.
That clown. Mm. He had 38% of the vote.
Okay. Well, he approves of this poll. Yeah. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you.
I knew immediately as soon as I said you could win an election that people were going to get all of a sudden super political. And I did not mean anything about specific elections recently.
No.
I just knew that in the past, especially, where there were multiple parties and everything. Yeah.
If we were.
So that was a shot at John Quincy Adams, everybody.
There you go. If we were ranking talent on AFC South rosters, how many Texans do you have to go through before you get to a Jaguar? I thought this was a really interesting question that was posed by Albert Breer.
Jaguar.
Yeah, not Jaguar. Jaguar. So we'll hit that coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.